Dancing the Calango, a TLK production for Blind Cool Tech. Blind Cool Tech. Well, this is a voice you won't have heard before, or you might not unless you know me already. My name is Lulu Keel, and this is my very first BCT podcast, and I'm nervous, so bear with me. I've taken the plunge into Blind Cool Tech because I want to share with you a very cool new program I found, and I think, I hope, you're going to like it as much as I do. This program is called Klango, K-L-A-N-G-O. And what it basically is, I will explain to you in a moment, and then what I will do is I will take you through it, let you hear what it can do, and take you through its functions. I should say to start with that I am using a Zoom H2 recorder to record this podcast. I'm recording in MP3 format. You will be aware of a slight hiss in the background. I'm monitoring it. The reason is because you are in fairly close proximity, microphone-wise, to Janie, my laptop computer, who is my pride and joy. That's why she has a name. So, what is Klango? Klango is many things. It is a media player. It lets you listen to internet radio. It lets you network with other Klango users. It gives you a microblog. It lets you read audiobooks. You can add things to its radio and audiobook catalogue, so the thing is not static. In fact, it's really only in its infancy. It's growing all the time. What else? You can send, obviously, network means you can send messages to people and all that kind of thing. You can play games. There are a few games, and I think if Liam Irvin has anything to do with it, there are going to be more. That's the L-Works man, in case you don't know who he is. L-Works.net, for anyone who doesn't know. It's a very cool program, but the coolest thing about it is that it is built for people with no sight, and it is all self-voicing. If you have Sappy 5 or Sappy 4 voices on your machine, you can use this program. You can also install Klango to a pen drive so that you can use your Klango on any computer anywhere in the world, which is really rather cool, isn't it? Getting Klango set up and started is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Now, I am no computer geek. In fact, anybody who knows me will tell you that anything new spooks me rather. But this is beautifully simple to do. What you need to do is download the player from where I will tell you later on. Then you need to install it, which will take you all of 30 seconds. Launch it. And when you launch it, you will hear your computer's default voice speaking. It will take you... Whoops! I have an email. Do excuse me, that's my email stand. Somebody poured me a beer. That wasn't meant to happen. You will hear the computer telling you about the menus. And you'll be asked, one of the options is to create an account. You will need to create your own Clango account, which is very easy. There's no horrible audio capture. I can't do those things. All you need to do is to put in your username that you want to use and your password and your email address, which is easy, you know, not a problem. So, what I'm going to do now is you're actually going to hear me move. I'm in the centre of your stereo field at the moment, or should be just about. I'm now going to move off to one side, which is a bit off-putting, I know, but the reason I want to do that is because the only speakers I have here are a little pair of travel speakers. I usually wear headphones to use, Janie. And I'm going to stand the Zoom just in front of this little pair of speakers so that you can hear exactly what goes on when I take you into Clango. So come along with me and let's start to dance the Clango, shall we? Was from our Rory. Hey Rory, how's it going? You made it onto my first BCT podcast, even if it was only a beer pour. Okay, here we are on my desktop, and I'm going to launch my Clango player. You will have a little folder, and it'll have six icons in it, but I don't have that because I basically took my Clango player icon out and put it on my desktop and moved all the other things elsewhere. So a license and a README folder and other things. So we won't have to worry about them. So press K for Clango.
Clango player 11 at 14.
And we'll just launch it.
App starting. Slash window. Clango. Arrow.
Welcome to Clango. Choice left, right. Login.
So, Microsoft Sam is my default voice. Do not worry, you will not have to put up with him for long. As you can hear, there is an ambient sound here, which sounds rather like the bridge of the old Starship Enterprise. The choices are left to right in the menus. And did you hear, could you hear how it panned across from left to right, which I think is a bit neat? Login.
Create a new account. Remind me my password. Exit.
Okay.
Login.
Whoops. Ouch. That sounds like grinding gears, doesn't it?
Enter your login or press enter to use the guest account. Edit line.
Okay, so enter your login, which is basically your username. Why it doesn't say username, I'm not quite sure. Or press enter to use the guest account. So, and then it says edit line, and it gives you a kind of a keyboard sound, did you hear? So I'm going to enter my username, which happens to be Lulu Bear. Tab. No, I'm not. I'm not going to tab. I'm going to hit enter.
Enter password. Edit line.
Okay, I will edit this bit out because I don't want you to hear all my my password. Password is entered. And I will now press enter again.
The alt key opens a menu.
So, I've logged in. And now my voice is Scansoft Karen, and she said the alt key opens a menu. So Microsoft Sam has gone away from whence he came, thank the Lord, and now we have Scansoft Karen. I do apologise, Janie has now decided she's hot and she's fanning. Right, so let's take you through what this little baby can do. So I'll press the alt key and get into some menus.
Menu. Clango Network, shortcut, K, forum, friends, your own blog, private messages and notes.
So that is the network. Lots of nice forums about every subject you can think of. messages, message all your friends on the network, write your blog, write notes to yourself or to other people. That's what that is.
Media, shortcut, M, open media catalogue and your favourites, radio stations, podcasts, audiobooks and more.
Self-explanatory. She's telling you all she's doing my job for me.
Files, shortcut, F, here you can open and listen to audio and video files stored on your computer.
There we go.
Programs, shortcut, P, running and downloading of Clango programs. Play and learn. Settings, here you can switch to another language, voice and audio theme.
Yes, thank you, Miss Microchip. That's my cobalt clock.
1500 hours.
And there is also a Clango clock. Sometimes it plays a sound as well, a cuckoo clock. Sometimes it doesn't. It just depends what it feels like.
Help. Additional information about the program. Exit.
There we go. So, what shall we do? Let's do the Clango network. Now, I'm not going to go right back to the beginning of the menu because, as you heard, there are shortcut keys. So I'm going to press K.
Choice left, right.
Messages. Shortcut. M. You can read and write your private messages here.
What else have we got?
My microblog. Shortcut. B. Your own web page is waiting for your writings.
That's a little blog.
Forum. Shortcut. F. Meet new people. Read and discuss. Notes. Shortcut, N. Here you can read and write notes and edit them online together with other Clango users. My contacts. Shortcut, C. List of your friends.
Oh, Jenny, why are you fanning so hard? You shouldn't be. Sorry about this.
Who's online? Shortcut, O. List of people who are logged in. My account. Manage your Clango.net account. My account. Manage your Clango.net account.
Okay. So, there we have all the things that you can do with the networking tool. So what shall I do with this? Let's do who's online. I'd like to see who's logged in. I
people
press O.
Collection up down. Andre.
Now, you can move with the arrows, the left and right arrows, as you could hear it panned across from left to right, so you use the left and right arrows to look at the menu out there. But you didn't have to. You could use the shortcut key, which I just did, and I'm in the online menu, and it said collection up down. So this time I'm using the up and down arrows to move. So we have Andre,
Doug, Jesse, Kevin Weesey, Lulaba.
Well, that's my name.
Sean 2008, Songbird 81.
Ah, friend.
Starburst. Stonewolf.
Another friend.
The Musicman.
Another friend.
Tyler.
Ouch. Now, so let's do something interesting. Let us.
The Musicman, Stonewolf, Starburst, Songbird 81.
Let's send a message, shall we? And this is really easy to do. So we just go to Songbird 81's name. That's my friend Lynn.
What do you want to do?
Choice left, right.
Write a private message. Visit the microblog of this person. Visiting card.
That's Lynn's visiting card. It basically tells you a little bit about her, in case you don't know her, and feel like talking to her or adding her to your list.
Add to my contacts. Write a private message.
So we want to write a private message. Press that.
Creating a message. Form. Recipient or recipients.
Edit line.
Songbird 81.
So, here's the message form. So the edit line's there, it's put the recipient in for you. If you wanted to send that to more than one person, then you could put in more usernames. If you arrowed right from this line, it would take you into your contact list. And then you could add more recipients. So, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to just tab.
Subject of the message.
Edit line.
And I shall write something facetious like...
S-Q-U-E-A-K. Exclamation mark.
Okay. So I've just put squeak, squeak.
Text of the message. Text edit.
So, what shall I put? I shall say...
H-I-Y-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R- K. Q U exclamation mark.
Okay, now if I want that red, I'll just press Control Home.
Hi, Lynn, recording in progress. Could you squeak back at me?
And it reads it for me. Nice, huh? So, if you want help about anything, all you have to do, I won't do it now because it's a long spiel of shortcut keys and what you can do where's, you just have to press F1. Now, I've finished writing that message, so all I have to do is tab.
Send message button. Press passive or enter to perform the action.
Send message button.
Message has been sent. People who are logged in. Collection up down.
Now, I want Software to get out 51. Of this menu. So, I'm just going to press escape.
Opens a menu.
And I'm out of it. So, I'm just in my Clango window now. I'm not in any menus at all. So, I'm not basically doing anything. I'm in La La Land. So, let's do something else. I think one of the first things I want to do, before I do anything else at all, is I want to set up a different audio theme, because I hate the default sound theme that you get with this. There are several different ones you can choose from. You can easily download and install them. And to do this, we need to go to our settings menu. So let's hit the Alt key.
Clango Network. Shortcut. K. Forum. Friends. Your own blog. Media. Shortcut. Files. Programs. Settings. Here you can switch to...
Yes, we know.
Auto-login.
Ah, now, that's something we need to see too, because usually I have the auto-login turned on. After your second login, this is available.
Should auto-login functionality be available?
Choice left, right.
No. Yes. Auto-login functionality is now enabled.
Okay.
Lock an alarm.
You can set yourself a computer alarm. I know at 5 o'clock my time, I have to come off this thing to get the dinner ready. So it will sound an alarm and tell me it's 5 o'clock if I forget the time.
Names of interface element.
Now, this is where you can turn the verbosity down to stop your computer saying everything and speaking everything quite so wordily.
Audio theme.
Audio theme. There we go.
Choose an audio theme.
Choice left, right.
Andre. ONJ's theme created by Andre. H default. Default theme by Eustachy Kazmos Kukuriku. Jisha. Theme created by Jisha. Star Wars. Created by Yogi. V0.3. Danuaria. Theme created by Danuaria. Guitar. Guitar set by Maestro Thomas Kurgita. Download audio themes.
Okay. So I'm going to go to for Andre's theme.
Andre. ONJ's theme created by Andre. HTTP. www.
Yes, we know where your website is. I shall plug you at the end because I'm using your music on my on this podcast as well. Thank you for that, Anj. So I'm going to just...
New settings will be applied after restarting the program. Do you want to restart the program?
Choice left, right.
No. Yes.
I might as well restart the program. I'll edit that so you won't hear me do it.
Slash window. Clango.
The Alt key opens a menu.
Oh, I didn't have to. It just auto-logged me in. Yay. Now, as you can hear, different sound scheme.
Menu.
Can you hear? Much Clango less
network.
Intrusive.
Shortcut. K. Forum. Friends. Your own blog. Private messages and notes. Media. Shortcut. M. Open
so,
media catalogue and your favourites. Radio stations. Podcasts. Audiobooks and more.
Let's look at the media thing now. Because this is really cool.
Media. Collection up down. Clango open media catalogue. My favourites. You have new messages. One.
Ah. I've got a message. I'll look at it in a second.
My history. Most frequently played. Best rated. Last rated. Last 100 played. Last added. Random selection. Search. Enter a new URL manually.
Now, this is a cool thing. Everything else I think is pretty self-explanatory, but this is a cool thing. There is an enormous amount of stuff in the Clango Media Catalogue. But if you don't see it, you can add it. Okay, let's have a look at Open Media Catalogue. Let's go back to
my history. My Clango Open Media Catalogue.
There we go. Now.
Audience.
So what kind of... there's lots of ways you can find things. What kind of audience are you looking for? This is a tree view.
Children. parents, students, teachers, teens, teens.
So, those are all the audiences. I hit enter to get into them. I'm hitting the left arrow to get out.
Audience. Clango Open Media Catalog. Genres.
Now, genres. These are all the kinds of audiobooks you can download. As far as I can see, they're from a site called LibriVox. The books are in the public domain. It's not things like Audible that you have to pay for. It's free stuff. But hey, there's a lot of it and it's good enough for me. It's nice and easy to get hold of. So let's look at the genres.
Adventure, advice, biography, comedy, epistolary fiction, essay, short, fairy tale, fantasy, fiction, historical fiction, horror, goat, instruction, literature, memoir, mystery, myth, legend, play, poetry, romance, satire, science fiction, sea story, short story, spy story, tragedy, war story, western, western.
Okay, get out of that with the left arrow.
Genres. Clank networks.
Networks. Whoops! Mail's pouring in today, isn't it? Radio networks, okay. Let's go in and see.
0.977 Music Network, 1.FM, 101 Room, 1 Club.FM, Aku Radio, Atlanta Blue Sky, BBC, Digitally Imported, LibriVox, Lucky 7, The Gradio, Net Music, Nostalgie, Palsky Radio, Radio FG, Radio SNJ, Radio Leo, Ranch Radio, Broad Music, RMF, Shouted FM, Skypoint FM, Sonar FM, Special Radio, TBRN, Technopoint FM, Tuba.FM, FM, Ulixnik.net, Virgin Radio.
There we go. Those are all of them. But don't forget, those are networks. Those aren't stations, necessarily. Each of those networks, if you go into them, they have loads of stations. But there's an easier way to find what kind of music you're looking for.
Networks. Regions.
I won't go into that. Every region you could possibly think of is on that menu. And you can find what you want through there, maybe.
Music styles.
This is the way I find what I'm looking for. Music styles.
Children's.
So do I want children's music?
Classical. Dance. Down tempo, lounge, electronic, funk, country, holiday, jazz, blues, oldies, pop, reggae, religious, R&B, rap, rock, salsa, bachata, merengue, soul, funk, trance.
Well, that's a pretty wide variety, isn't it? Now, I want to show you how easy it is to tune one of these stations in if it works for me properly, which it usually does. So let's find a music style we like. I'm only going to do this for about a second so that we don't violate copyright or anything. I like country music, so I'm going to go to folk country, which I have, and I've just hit enter on it.
0.977 The Country Channel Radio.
There's a country music station. I don't listen to it myself, but let's just try it and see what it's like.
Once over one. Radio, 0.977 The Country Channel, the alt key opens a menu. The alt key opens a menu.
It came up. It was as quick and easy as that. And I only played it for a second, so you couldn't even hear what was playing. But the sound is good. It doesn't buffer. It's brilliant. So, the other thing you can do is, if you have a radio station and you find that you like it, you can add it to My Favourites, and all you do is you just hit Control F and it just says Station Added to Favourites. Now, let's find My Favourites and I'll just show you how easy it is to get into them.
Menu.
So I'm going to hit M for Media Catalogue.
Clango Open Media Catalogue. Music styles. Funk. Country.
Now, I was in Music Styles, and it's actually popped me back
country,
into there.
Funk. Country. Music styles.
So, hit Clango left arrow to get out of Music Styles and back to the actual main menu.
Topics. Broken. Waiting room.
Oops.
Clango Open Media Catalogue.
I need to be one back still. You just use the left arrow to get out of your trivias.
My Favourites.
There's My Favourites.
One moment, please. One Point FM, country, radio. Always country. Atlanta Blue Sky Country Radio.
Yeah, I like country music. You can tell, can't you? So, let's just give you 1 second of that.
101.
That's how I find things.
Radio. Atlanta Blue Sky. The opens a menu.
Easy, easy, easy. The other thing that you can do... Where are we? Let me show you.
Menu. Clango Network. Media. My favourites. Collection of
okay.
My favourites.
Get out of my favourites.
Media. My history. My fave. Clango Open Media Catalogue.
Okay.
Audience. Genre. Network. Regions. Music style. Topics.
Okay. I'm only going to look at this briefly because I haven't explored this bit myself much, but you can also listen to podcasts on this thing. So, you want to find podcasts about something?
Animals.
Go into topics.
Art.
And here are all your topics.
Business, comedy, computers, cooking.
I like cooking. Let's look, see what there is about cooking. Anything?
Three Wine Guys podcast. A guy, a girl, and a bottle podcast. A guy, a girl, and a bottle podcast. A Taste of Emsworth podcast. AA Cafe podcast. Adcast Feed podcast. All You Can Eat podcast. Allergy News from Allergical.com podcast. Appetite for Seduction podcast.
Look, loads of them. So, just
cooking topics.
Get out of that. Janie, you've been quiet all day, and now when I need you to be quiet, you're being loud. I'm very cross with you. Bad girl.
Topics.
Okay.
Broken.
Broken, I think, is to do with things that aren't working properly. I really don't know, to be honest. And I don't know what waiting room is either. I really should look in the README file and find out. So, let's get out of media by pressing escape.
The alt key opens a menu.
Okay.
Menu.
I hit alt to open the menu.
Clango Network, Media, Shortcut, Files, Shortcut, F, here now, you can open and listen to audio and video files stored on your computer.
That I'm not going to go into, because really, it's a cumbersome way of looking at your files. If you have Winamp or something similar, it's faster. But you can do it. It is doable.
Programs, Shortcut, P, Running and Downloading of Clango Programs, Play and Learn, Choice Left, Right. Audio toys. Soundscapes. Sunny window.
What sunny window is, I don't know. It won't open, so I have no idea.
Soundscapes. Audio toys.
Audio toys.
Choice left, right. Long jump.
I'm not going to play it, but that's a cool game. The only one I have so far. There are others.
Audio toys. Soundscapes.
Soundscape. This is cool. Somebody has recorded the sound of a sailing ship which sailed from some Dutch port or other to Amsterdam. And they have different sound environments. So suppose you want some ambient sound in your room to relax you. You can have, like this. Let me show you.
Choice left, right. Zoe Suzani.
Clango.
Let me get the menu up.
Menu. Information. Go to location.
I'm going to go to location.
Go to location. Collection up down. Shipboard. Stone.
This is the one I like.
Main deck. Main deck. Stone.
I like the stern.
Stone.
Now, if you just wanted a sort of an ambient mood sound in your room, if you turn the volume down like that. Kind of cool, isn't it? I think so, anyway. Okay.
Are you sure you want to close this program? Choice left, right. No. Yes.
Thank you, Kieran.
Clango player.
I know what I'm doing. Thank you. Worst Aussie accent you've ever heard. Okay, where do I have the volume set at on these speakers? Please don't clip. Okay. What was I doing? Okay, so that's the programs. Yeah, we've looked at the settings. I'll just show you again what you can do there. The only one I haven't done is synthesizers. You can select what voice you want to use, and you can also select in the back in the programs menu which voice you want to use for which program. So like for some of my programs, I have different ScanSoft voices to use for them. You can also select the rate that they go at, which is a nice thing. So yeah,
settings here, you can switch to another language
voice. Close out of that and close out of the menu. So there we are. I think I've taken you through the salient points of it. And when you want to close it, it's very easy. You just press the escape key. And before we close it, let's have a look at that message that Lynn sent me.
Menu. Choice left, right. Messages. Shortcut, M.
You can press K for the Clango network. Here. I'm going to press M for messages.
Choice left, right. Received.
Yes, I want received messages, not sent messages.
Sent. Received. Received messages. Collection up, down. New message. Re. Squeak, squeak. Message from Songbird 81.
Okay. There's my first new message. So, let me just hit enter on that and see what she said.
Re. Squeak, squeak. Message from Songbird 81. Form. Text of the message. Text. Hi, Luru. This is a squeak in reply to your squeak. Clango is amazing, and all the world should know it. Was just playing Man Jump. Are you going to show everyone how that works as well? You can reply later, if it's more convenient. 2008-07-0516 hours, 9 minutes and 34 seconds.
Ah, let's reply, shall we?
Reply. Button. Press passive or enter to perform the action.
Let's see what other buttons there are.
Reply with quotation. Button. Press passive or enter to perform the save as a note. Button. Delete. Button. Visiting card. Button. Accept form. Button. Close. Button. Press passive or enter to perform the action. Accept form. Visiting card.
Shift.
Delete. Button. Save as a note. Reply with quotation. Reply. Button. Press
shift
passive
back.
Or enter to perform.
There we go.
Creating a message. Form. Recipient or recipients. Edit line. Subject of the message. Edit line. Ritu. Squeak, squeak.
Now, the cool thing is, it says re to squeak, squeak. So, we know that it's the second message in this thread, if you like. Unlike an email, where it'll just go on, if you've done several replies to the emails, it'll just go on saying re-squeak-squeak squeak, until the cows come home. I like that. So we'll just...
Text the message. Text edit.
No.
Exclamation mark.
Can you hear how much less intrusive this sound scheme is? It's a really cool sound scheme. I've got all the sound schemes for this program installed, and I've tried them all, and I like this one the best. It's a good scheme, but it's not intrusive. You can hear what you're doing, but it doesn't hit you in the teeth, you know? So let's see what I've written and see if I've made any mistakes.
No, not doing long jump, going on too long. I'll leave that to you, maybe. You're better at it. Lol.
Okay. Send.
Send message. Button. Press that message has been sent. Received messages. Collection up, down.
Ring. Okay.
Squeak, squeak. Message from Songbird 81.
So, get out of that.
The alt key opens a menu.
Voila, I'm in my Clango window. Now, the other cool thing I love about this program is that I do not have to unload my screen reader. Or if I get messages on MSN, or I get a Skype call, or, you know, I need to do something else, I want to leave the radio on, it doesn't matter. I can just Alt-Tab.
Windows Live Messenger.
Return
Windows
to Clango.
Live Messenger.
Control
Sign. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ursula. I have a return to Clango hotkey. All right, you need finger contortion to be able to press it, but it's there.
Inbox Outlook window eyes.
So, we're on our desktop. If we want to get straight back to Clango, we just do... Can I get this right? Shift control.
Watch and with red V.
Ha! No, we can't. Ha ha!
Menu closed.
See if I can do it. It's really difficult.
Clango player, Clango.
Clango,
yes!
Player.
I did it that time. Shift Control Alt K, and we get back to our Clango window, and there's a little sound comes up to let us know, and Karen comes back up. So there we are. I think I've taken you through the salient points of it. So how do you get it? How much does it cost? And things like that. Well, come back to me in a few seconds and I will tell you all that, plus contact details and things of that description. I'm back. So, having just edited and listened to what I recorded, a few things I have to say first. Apologies for Janie's inordinately loud fanning noise, and there is a question you might ask when you heard all that fanning. Is this program very hard on your processor? That I don't know about. What I would say is that my laptop doesn't usually fan hard like that. It's very unusual when I'm using Clango for her to fan as hard as that. And it's absolutely Murphy's Law that she should happen to do it today while I was recording that piece for you. Excuse me. I forgot to sign out of Messenger while I was recording this little piece. As you can gather, the timeline has changed. It's somewhat later in the day. Oh well, more spontaneity. The other thing is that there are a couple of details that I could have put in which I didn't. This is my first podcast for quite a long time, and I was a bit self-conscious. And a couple of questions that might come up. How am I closing out of everything? I don't think sometimes I said to close out of any program, like, for example, to turn off the radio, or to just shut anything. It's always the escape key. Except to get out of a tree view, which I think I did make clear, you use the left arrow key. The other thing, when the radio came on, it played very loud indeed, didn't it? You can turn the volume up and down quite easily by using Shift F6 to turn the volume up, and Shift F5 to turn it down. And you do hear a voice which actually says louder, louder, or quieter, quieter, or as you turn up and turn down. You don't hold it down, you actually sort of tap it down in increments. So it's nice because you can actually have your radio quietly on in the background, or your C sound, or whatever you're doing, as you're doing other things, which I think is lovely. Sorry about this. Now, about the player. It is the beta edition of the Clango player. It's totally free. And it is stable, as far as I can make out. All the tests and playing about with it I've done, I haven't had any problems with it at all. So where do you get it from? It's really very easy. It's just www.clango.net. And there is a download link there, and I explained to you in the recording earlier how you set everything up. It's really easy, and you're good to go. So, only a couple of things left for me to say. If I've left any questions unanswered, or you want any more info or to contact me, I'm easily contactable on louise.kiel, L-O-U-I-S-E, .K-E-E-L, @comprom.co.uk. I also would like to thank very much André Louis, who gives me permission to use his music in my podcasts. Please visit him on the web at www.andreleouis.com, and you will find an awful lot of nice music there to listen to, and it's also downloadable, copyright free, and free to use. So I think that's about it. Thank you very much for listening. I hope I haven't bored you all to death. And here's to the next time I see you all on Blind Cool Tech. Bye-bye.